Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
EV sales surge globally. China takes the lead. Global electric vehicle sales are on the rise, with China leading the surge according to a recent analysis by PwC. Europe's renewed demand for BEVs is also contributing to the increase in EV sales worldwide. China, the largest EV market, boasts a competitive sector with many companies. In contrast, the U.S. shows less enthusiasm for EVs amid changing federal policies. Companies like Massimo Group, Nasdaq Mamo, are now adjusting their strategies to navigate this evolving landscape.
Japan leans on flexible, ultra-lightweight solar panels to accelerate energy transition. Japan is turning to flexible and ultra-lightweight solar panels to speed up its shift to green energy and reach carbon neutrality by 2050. These panels can be easily installed on irregular surfaces, perfect for Japan's mountainous terrain. Companies like SolarBank Corp are leading the way in commercializing innovative energy storage systems, offering promising solutions for the future of renewable energy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.